One of the things the government is committed to is spending enormous amounts of money on new rail infrastructure. We should be hearing a lot about that in the budget next week. As I said to you earlier, a special extended programme next week, 4 o'clock to 7 on Wednesday, to deal with Brian Cowan's budget speech. And one of the major new train services, an underground DART service linking Houston Station to the Docklands in Dublin, which is going to cost about €2 billion. Yet there is an argument that there's already a train line in existence which isn't used that could do the job. Mark Leeson is from the Rail Users of Ireland. Good evening to you, Mark.
Good evening.
Tell us about this Phoenix Park Tunnel.
The Phoenix Park Tunnel is a tunnel underneath Phoenix Park. It connects the line coming into Houston to the line which goes to Drumcondra Station. So it's actually possible for a train from Cork to operate to Connolly, or a train from Kildare to operate to Connolly. And the argument is that that infrastructure is there currently lying idle. Irish Rail committed themselves before the Joint Directors Committee in 2004 to provide a service from Kildare and Newbridge into the Docklands station, and they justified this by saying there was a demand for that. That was meant to be in place. That has not occurred. At the moment, as many listeners will know, they're currently crushed onto a Lewis trying to get down to Houston Station to get on their train in Houston, when in fact they were promised a service which could get them the whole way to the Docklands.
So what could happen? Could you have a train coming, say, from Kildare, whatever, going through Houston Station onto this tunnel and end up in Drumcondra, and then do an extra link from Drumcondra onto the Docklands for cheaper?
It could do that. And that would be a very significant benefit for a lot of people living in Kildare who work in the IFSC. And the problem is, it is only a temporary solution. It is a useful stopgap until the interconnector tunnel is built. However, we're looking at a minimum of 8 years until the interconnector tunnel is built, if it is built on time. And going on the current record in Transport 21, that's probably not going to happen. And there are passengers currently suffering. And
okay,
there's options available.
Let's go to Barry Kenny of Ernord Éireann. Good evening to you, Barry.
Good evening, Barry. Evening, sorry, Matt.
Tell us, why don't you just do this if you have this train line there going under the Phoenix Park, which hasn't been used?
Well, every single element of our investment programme under Transport 21 is about delivering additional capacity to commuters. It's about increasing the number of people who can travel by rail, freeing them from the gridlock on our roads. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, with the Docklands station that was opened, with the benefits for Clonsilla, with the DART upgrade which has been delivered, with the Kildare route project 4 tracking which is taking place, all of these deliver additional capacity. The Phoenix Park Tunnel delivers no additional capacity. The fact of the matter is that
if you were to bring
trains around from Kildare into Connolly station, you would have to cancel trains, either DART, Maynooth or Northern Line trains, because of the capacity problems at Connolly Station.
Why would you have to do that?
In addition, in terms of Docklands Station, we are earmarking growth along that line for Clonsilla services, Maynooth, and indeed the forthcoming Dunboyne line. And I have to say, Mark's group's views on the DART Underground Interconnector could most kindly be described as schizophrenic. They have started out as an organisation railing against it, and indeed he refers to the Joint Directors Committee as a group. They went in and demanded that no money be spent on the project. They then suddenly did an about turn that a boy racer on Dollymount Strand would be proud of.
I know, but hold on, Barry. I'm getting confused about this. Barry, what I want to know...
accuses of wasting money and instead...
Barry, what I want to know, if you have this line under the Phoenix Park, which is built and is there and is hardly used, what's to stop you running trains around to Drumcondra and then putting an additional line from Drumcondra down to the IFSC and avoiding Connolly altogether?
Well, right now, the situation is that you couldn't do that. You would need significant works both at Houston, at Glasnevin Junction, and linking on to Docklands to do that. You'd be talking about €20 million as a conservative estimate of that. And what happens then to the huge numbers of people who travel into Houston Station at the moment, who are looking to go to the forecourts, who are looking to go to Jervis, to Abbey Street, to O'Connell Street, south of the river? What happens to them is they end up at Platform 10 in Houston Station, over a kilometre from the Lewis line. And then for people going on, as I say, the vast majority of the people on this line actually are working in that central area, and you're adding at least 15 minutes onto their journey time to bring them around to Docklands, to actually have to get back to the city centre again.
Okay, Mark Leeson.
Well, the first thing I'd comment with Barry's comments, in 2003 we were at the Joint Directors Committee. That was a year before Irish Rail presented their full proposal for the interconnector tunnel. At that time, there was a tunnel, there was no extensions of the DART to Kildare, Maynooth and so forth. So obviously at the time, it didn't look like a great deal. Barry explained it, if Irish Rail explained it in public, and we immediately supported them and have been instrumental in supporting that project. It is a great project. It is probably the greatest infrastructural piece of infrastructure we'll ever build in this city, and we desperately need it. But it is 8 years away. And at the moment, we have a situation where Irish Rail promised themselves, they promised that they would certainly intend to use the Phoenix Park Tunnel in the short term to bring trains.
But what about that argument that if you use it, you actually start blocking off other services?
Well, the point is that they promised to do this, and that if a train is arriving from Maynooth into Docklands, it doesn't go through Drumcondra. A train from Kildare arriving into Docklands will go to Drumcondra. Both trains could arrive in parallel in Docklands. Irish Rail have since, when they constructed the Docklands station, did not put the proper connections in place, and we're now left in a situation where it's not possible. I'll point out that we never called for all trains to operate from Kildare into the Docklands station. It was only to provide maybe one or two trains an hour, which relieved the immense pressure on the Lewis service from Houston, which has been recognised by the public inquiry into the Kildare Route project.
Barry Kenny, is that not possible?
Well, I mean, as I say, leaving huge gaps then. There are a range of issues with this. As I say, you've got a longer journey time to leave people, for the majority of people, as far from their ultimate destination as they are at the moment. We will work in terms of, with the RPA, in terms of Dublin Bus, of extending their capacity down the quays, bringing people to the city centre. But the key to all infrastructure projects is more capacity, and the Phoenix Park Tunnel delivers precisely zero.
Okay, I have a message here, Barry Kenny. Paul in Longford has just texted in to say that I'm to tell you that his wife's stuck on the train from Dublin to Sligo again because it's broken down yet again.
That left Connolly about 25 minutes late this evening. Matt should be moving there now.
All right, Barry Kenny, if you're not here, and thank you for joining us. Also, Mark Leeson from Mail Users Ireland. Let me give you the comment.